From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is hours away from implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. Senior administration officials Thursday outlined how the consular officials should proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The new rules will be implemented 8 tonight here in Washington. Previously scheduled visa application appointments would not be canceled, administration officials said, but all new applicants would have to prove their bona fide relationship to a family member or business in the U.S., in addition to passing traditional screening. NATO foreign ministers met Thursday to discuss several issues, including the Afghan conflict and the fight against terrorism. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO's Secretary General.
We are making progress on both. Since joining the global coalition to defeat ISIS in May, we have already increased the flight time for our AWACS surveillance aircraft supporting the coalition. And our senior civilian representative has taken up office in Baghdad. Here at the NATO headquarters, I have just appointed Rose Gottemuller, my Deputy Secretary General, to coordinate the alliance's efforts in the fight against terrorism.
Stoltenberg also said NATO troops in Afghanistan will only assist the Afghan forces but not engage in combat. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. A spokesman for the U.S. military operation against the Islamic State said the Iraqi military liberated the mosque in a dawn assault, furthering the Iraqi military's push into the old city. Fighting continued Thursday in Mosul, but members of special forces fighting militants in the old city told VOA they believe they'll be in control of the old city, the Islamic State stronghold, by Friday or Saturday. A Moscow court has convicted five people for the murder of the Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government and was especially critical of Moscow's support for Ukrainian separatists. He was shot dead back in 2015 as he walked across the bridge near the Kremlin. Five men, all Chechens, were allegedly promised cash for carrying out the assassination. Australia's new national census showed for the first time that more migrants are now arriving from Asia than Europe as the country's demographics change rapidly. We get more on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australia is becoming less white and has never been as culturally diverse. More residents are living in capital cities than ever. The national census is held every 5 years and gives an in-depth look at how the country is changing. David Kalish is from the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Australia is growing, particularly in our capital cities, where more than two-thirds of Australians live.
For the first time, more migrants are arriving in Australia from Asia, mostly India and China, rather than Europe. The 2016 census has revealed that 40% of the overseas-born population were born in Asia, compared to about a quarter in 2001. The census was carried out last August, but computer glitches forced the official website offline for almost 2 days. Despite the problems, statisticians insist that the census data is reliable and accurate. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it is considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who were rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. And Venezuela's Supreme Court has frozen the assets of its attorney general, barring her from leaving the country because of alleged serious misconduct in office. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.